how to be alone. Someone coming at me all the time. You better think I lose my mind. Cause I'm stranded on my own. Stranded far from home.
Thank you, Peter, with Breakfast for the Browns here on a Monday morning, CITR 101.9 FM. And this is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show with Matthew, which broadcasts every week at this hour, 11 to 12. And, of course, we have Marie following these days for the Synchronicity show, which is very exciting. So I'll be passing the baton to her at 12, so no more alternative radio. I wonder when that's going to be broadcasting, because that was a lot of fun to play, but it's exciting to have some spirituality on air right after my show. Now, I'm going to be playing for you some interesting tracks through the midway point, which is all Australian music, and then the second half, of course, is Canadian. And the old stuff today is going to be interesting. First, I'm going to play the Easy Beats, Friday on My Mind, which I'm surprised I haven't got to until now, because it is the 60s classic, the great Australian song that tends to top all the polls of, you know, one of the great Australian songs of all time. The Easy Beats, Friday on My Mind, is always number one or number two, or it's right up there. So I'm going to be playing that, but also I'm going to be playing you a song that people believe Guns N' Roses may have directly ripped off for Sweet Child of Mine. One person in particular, Peter Coppers, the guitarist for The Church, when I was down in Seattle, we had a good chat about Australian music, and he said, "Oh, Matt, have a listen to this." Pulled up a tune on YouTube, and sure enough, a song by Australian Crawl is eerily reminiscent of Sweet Child of Mine by Guns N' Roses. You never know. I mean, there's some basic chords there, but the tune is, it's uncanny. So I'm going to play that for you, just out of curiosity today. But first of all, the Easy Beats. The Easy Beats were a rock and roll band from Australia that formed in Sydney in late 1964, split only a few years later in 69, and they were definitely the great band of the 60s. And they formed in the Tenements, the Villawood Migrant Hostel in Sydney. So all members of the band, their families came from elsewhere, overseas, and were living there in the Migrant Hostel, and I guess music was a big part of people's life there. And so the Young Brothers were the main... Harry Vander and George Young were the main songwriters of the group, and joined by little Stevie Wright on vocals. And they recorded a string of hits, including this song, Friday on My Mind, which I will get to without further ado. And actually, I thought I'd read you a little bit from a book called 1,000 Songs You Must Hear Before You Die. I found this in the university bookstore, because I'm going to go through it over the weeks and play the Australian tracks that these authors picked. This is a book published by a publishing company called Universe, prefaced by Tony Visconti, edited by Robert Dimery, and it's apparently there's a lot of very, very credible journalists and thinkers about music who've contributed to this book. And anyway, this is what they had to say about Friday on My Mind. So, by the summer of 1966, the Easy Beats had been stars in the native Australia for more than a year. However, the name meant nothing in the US and UK markets, where the records had not even been released. Irked, the five-piece signed a deal with United Artists, relocated to London, and recorded a new single with Shel Talmy, producer of The Who and The Kinks. Psychedelia was around the corner, but the breathless Friday on My Mind harked back to It's the Weekend crackers such as Rip It Up and Come On Everybody. With opening notes inspired, oddly, by a distinctive easy-listening arrangement from vocal troupe The Swingle Sisters, this effusive dose of 60s power pop concerned the longed-for reward of a night on the town after the five-day drag. Setting a frantic pace that threatens to send the song toppling, guitars niggle impatiently for that sweet release as vocalist Stevie Wright counts down the days. The background vocals positively burble with barely suppressed glee. So, here it is, Friday on My Mind by the Easy Beats from the 1960s. I hope you enjoy.
Monday morning feels so bad. Everybody seems to nag me. Coming Tuesday, I feel better. Even my old man looks good. Wednesday just don't go.
See, there you go. There's the Easy Beats with Friday on My Mind, the classic from the 1960s. And I'll be playing some more songs that were featured in this book, 1001 Songs You Must Hear Before You Die and 10001 Songs You Must Download. This is a huge, big tome of a book that I bought from the UBC bookstore because there are a number of Australian tracks in here. So it's really neat to go through it and see what people picked and just, yeah, read a little bit about the song. So there you go. I can't believe it took me this long to play that song because it's the classic. On Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show. And just after this, I'm going to come back with something equally as exciting and interesting from the archives.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
My name's Chris Horrific.
You always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is, without question, the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it, Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Break your fingers!
Just a little bit more info on the Easy Beats then. They really were only around until 1969, and it says here in the book that basically following this hit, things started to spiral a little bit out of control with poor contracts and drugs started to sweep into the band. So there was somewhat of a steady decline, and of course Stevie Wright had a very long period of difficulty with drugs and alcohol, but he did end up recording that fantastic hit Evie, and I'll be featuring that in one of the coming weeks. But Malcolm Young from AC/DC said in 2000, the Easy Beats were the Australian Beatles. We used to hang out with them thinking this is the way to go. So just a little bit of context for you there. And now some more context for... I mentioned I was going to play the track that Guns N' Roses may have, who knows, copied for Sweet Child of Mine, their huge big hit that everybody knows. Australian Crawl was a band that was had quite a bit of mainstream success, actually. A rock band formed in the Mornington Peninsula in Victoria. Their debut album came out in 1980, The Boys Light Up. And they had a few other albums, Sirocco in 1981, 1982, Sons of Beaches. And the 1981 album had a song called Unpublished Critics that sounds a lot like Sweet Child of Mine, the riff and just the general feel of the song. And I'm going to play that, but for a little bit of context first, I'm going to play you one of their other songs called Errol, which is about the philandering actor Errol Flynn from Tasmania. And I thought I'd play that too because this whole Charlie Sheen phenomenon is I thought about this song immediately. This song's the chorus goes, Errol, I'd do anything just to be like him. And it's funny seeing Charlie Sheen out there, who's this actor who seems to have it all. He seems to have reached the pinnacle of what humans seem to admire these days, with fame and influence and wealth, but he may or may not be self-destructing before our eyes. So I thought I'd play this. This is about Errol. I don't know much about Errol Flynn, but I know he was the big man about town and in Hollywood at the time, and he was an Australian from Tasmania. So this is just a bit of context before I play the track that sounds a lot like Sweet Child of Mine. This is Australian Crawl from 1981.
Can we say it's the rain? He wants to.
Okay, so we're back here on Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show, and just a little context for the song I'm about to play. So that was Errol from Australian Crawl from the early 80s. And why am I playing this? Because they were somewhat of a mainstream band, and we try to keep the music here independent as much as we can, but it's interesting historical context. I was down in Seattle a few weeks back for the church concert, which was just amazing, and I was fortunate enough to meet Peter Koppes backstage, and we chatted about Australian music a lot, and he just picked out this one song, and he said, "Oh, Matt, have a listen to this, and what do you think this reminds you of?" And he played it for a little while, and it didn't immediately gel, but then he said, "Well, Guns N' Roses," and sure enough, this song sounds a lot like Sweet Child of Mine, and other people who've commented on YouTube say similar things. So who knows? I mean, music's tough, I guess. There's only so many chords and song structures can sound similar to other songs, but I don't know. We'll see. We'll let you make up your mind, but it's an interesting historical curiosity. 1981, this song came out, and I think Appetite for Destruction was 87, so a few years in between, and Axel was he publicly acknowledged that Rose Tattoo, the Australian band, influenced Guns N' Roses, and Australian Crawl was a contemporary, so who knows, albums floating around at the time, we'll never know. But anyway, this is Australian Crawl from 1981, the second track off the album Sirocco. The song's called Unpublished Critics, and you can find that on YouTube and have a look at people's comments about its well, comparing it to Sweet Child of Mine. But here we go. See what you think, if this sounds like Guns N' Roses.
Oh, This boy and girl coming home from school look quite content with life. And why not? They're looking forward to an important date, dinner at home with the family. What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
Luckily, UBC students have lots of on-campus dining options.
Bernoulli's Bagels, serving up authentic Montreal-style bagels made fresh daily on the premises, in addition to sandwiches, soups, squealers, calzones, and freshly squeezed juice. Bernoulli's is located on the main concourse of the sub and open Monday through Saturday. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
And you're listening to Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show on 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And also, you can find this show online anytime. Go to OzStranded, type that into Google, O-Z-S-T-R-A-N-D-E-D, and you get a full set list each week with a featured video and, of course, a podcast that you can listen to anytime. And you can subscribe to the podcast, too. There's a link there if you're unable to be by the radio or computer at this time every week. So what did you think? That was Australian Crawl with the song Unpublished Critics from 1981, the second track off the Sirocco album. Do you think it is eerily reminiscent of Sweet Child of Mine? You know, who knows? There's a legion of people there who posted underneath the clip saying, this is an outrage. There should be a lawsuit. This sounds just like it. The riffs are saying, rah, rah, rah. Who knows? Who knows? We will never know. But I thought I'd play that as a curiosity for you today, something I discovered. So that's enough old music today. We've really got to get into the new stuff. And I'm really, really excited to feature Mark Muldrew. Now, this album has just landed in the station, direct from Australia. This is the most exciting album I've heard in a long time. So Mark Muldrew is a solo artist from Australia, from New South Wales in particular. He's actually from the coast. So he's a Central Coast-based singer-songwriter. And this is his debut album, Waiting Room. He's got another EP called Untroubled Genius. And this is remarkable. This is really good, mature, intelligent singer-songwriter music. So Mark Muldrew is from the Central Coast. He spent a lot of time in the studio with his close childhood friends, including Jamie Hutchins from Bluebottle Kiss and Jamie's sibley, Sophie, recorded songs with lyrically intertwined the threads of their past and the trials that we face as time moves on. That's from his website. So Muldrew grew up in the landscape of Sydney's eastern suburbs, riding in the back of his dad's old Valiant, snapping photos with an Instamatic camera and miming to Beatles and Dylan albums in wallpapered lounge rooms of the 70s. Mark's memories, dreams and regrets have been woven into the tapestry and Polaroids of his debut album, The Waiting Room, which is released, well, it was released last year in Australia, and I hope it gets a release over here because this is really quite amazing. The Doubtful Sounds website listed it as one of their top 12 for 2010, and that's right alongside Neil Young, Robert Plant, and Justin Townes Earls. So I'll play for you one track today, and we'll try to get a hold of Mark for an interview on the phone, and we'll feature more from this album in the weeks coming. But I thought I'd play you Troubled Genius, which was the featured song off his debut EP that's also on this album. And it's recorded by Tim Powles, drummer from The Church. So here we go. This is Troubled Genius by Mark Muldrew. Some very good quality music from the Central Coast. And after that, I'm playing you another artist from the South Coast of New South Wales. So here we go. This is Mark Muldrew.
Troubled genius, hold your tongue. I think you're scaring everyone as the genius. Dry your eyes.
And this is CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And we will be right back after this, and I'll talk about some music.
Listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Okay, so you still have a little bit of Australian-Canadian music left until 12 o'clock when Marie arrives for the Synchronicity show. Spirituality will be spoken of and felt and experienced live on air from midday. But a little bit about the music we just played. So that was the Straight Arrows, brand new music. Some lo-fi garage indie music there from Sydney. Straight Arrows formed about 3 years ago in Sydney. And says on the website, initially found in frustration and trouble with regular venue operation, they began a four-month residency at a small space above a notorious gay bar at the Newtown, which is the Newtown Hotel, building a following that culminated in a sold-out show for the release of their debut 7-inch record, and now they have an album to release and promote, and I played you the track Magic Spectre from The Straight Arrows. This is what Tom from the I-94 Bar website said. Super crude power pop punker that could leave most of you posies, big star, jingly jangly songwriters shitting your pants. The aforementioned jingle jangly crowd should maybe check out some adult diapers because a full length had just got put down on tape. That's where he is speaking very straightly about the Straight Arrows. Interesting, and I'll hopefully play some more of their music in the future. We also heard there the Blue Ruins, a lovely rootsy folky band there from the south coast of New South Wales. We heard the song Fire. And of course, at the top was Mark Muldry with Troubled Genius from the Waiting Room album, which is just extraordinary. It's definitely the best Australian album that has landed in my hands in the last while, and I'm going to be playing some music off that next week. And we'll try to nab Mark for an interview as well. So that's Mark Muldry, M-O-L-D-R-E is how you spell his last name, and you can find a website, markmuldry.com. So this is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show. We're going to be playing a few tracks off the CITR Pop Alliance compilation here, Vancouver Music, at the end of the show, but a little bit of more new music here. This is from a band called Groover von Kruger. A really interesting band. I'll talk a little about them soon, but I'll just let you hear some music. This is Groover von Kruger. That's K-R-E-U-G-E-R. And well, let's see if this computer will work, because sometimes when you download, it can take a little bit of time. So hang on, I will be right back. Help.
Look over there. Riding down the street goes a man I know. Reading right in an arithmetic, he knows it all. He's got the theories that make the world tick. Read every book on the wall. He knows the illness that makes us sick and is dying to tell us all. He's a Nazi. Got a PhD in sociology. All fucking right. He's saying you're to blame for climate change. He knows he's always right. He's just a Nazi on a bike.
the TV and in the newspaper. On the radio, you'll hear his voice. With furrowed brow, smart suit and tie, he's the talking head of choice. He's got the numbers, he's done all the math. He knows the right answer, we're on the wrong track. They'll read him in the schools, but brother, don't be fooled. Ah, he's a Nazi on a bike. He's got a PhD in sociology. Oh, fucking right. He's saying you're to blame for climate change. He knows he's always right. He's just a Nazi on a bike.
Please be outstanding and open your hymn books to page 12, paragraph 3.
Nazi. Nazi.
Ah, what an interesting song. I didn't actually have a time to peruse that before. And how cool, Nazi on a Bike. That's by a band called Gruger von Kruger, K-R-U-G-E-R, from somewhere in Australia. They sent me an email out of the blue, and I played that track. Oh, what an interesting track. So an after-the-fact language warning there. Didn't get to it at the start, but, GVK, as they call themselves, Gruver von Kruger, is a genre-bending experiment in new music. Des Ux Machina is their album. It spans a range of musical styles from the dreamy psychedelia of the title track to the balls-to-the-wall rock of Guilty as Charged, the slow-burn groove of No Shoes, and the progressive rock epic Escape Velocity. The band draws comparisons to such diverse acts as Mr. Bungle, Frank Zappa, The Helicopters, and Beast Suburban. Really cool. I can't wait to listen to some more and play some more of that band, Grover Ron Kruger. But we must press on because we're nearing the end of the show. So what I've got here is some music from Vancouver. Okay, so this is from the new compilation CITR Pop Alliance, and we're going to play you the Apollo Ghosts.
A heart, a mind, a fist, the backup singers have to sing. You've got the blue bug mob, now take her for a spin and say, your hands set 10 and 2, the vinyl seats and windows down, the carpet's clean. Take the cigarette from the pack and come on, daddy, light that thing. Haley sandwich, did you make it for the pigeons in the park? And you know all her songs are safe and not just sweet when she stops saying, validate. Validation, baby. It sounds like these I miss when backup singers had to sing. You traded in your love for plastic and a diamond ring. Come on, who cares? That's right, I said it and you're never gonna sing again. Hey, this left hand, will you take it? Put it to your lips and smile. You know all these songs are empty. All my wasted words have meaning. Validate.
Oh, baby!
Validation, baby.
I won't wait. me now. So I don't know that I'll be found. If you won't even know me now, I hope I'll wake up. I hope I'll wake up. Oh, I hope I'll wake up from you.
I'm Jeremy McElroy, your AMS president. Next week, March 7th to the 11th, the AMS, your student society, is holding a referendum to renew the UPass, fix our fees, and fix our bylaws. By voting yes, you'll be supporting the continuation of the UPass program, which will remain affordable at a $30 rate. You'll also be supporting a new fee structure that will allow your AMS to provide better services, support clubs, and hold awesome events. Starting next week, March 7th to the 11th, vote yes in the AMS referendum and help us enhance student life. Visit www.ams.ubc.ca for more details.
Yes!
And that's the end of the show. This is Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show. Thanks for listening today. It was a really fun, interesting show. We had way back there the Easy Beats Friday on my mind. Then we played that interesting track that may have been the song that the Guns N' Roses ripped off for Sweet Child of Mine. Who knows? If you're interested, look up Unpublished Critics Australian Crawl. Unpublished Critics by Australian Crawl. Type that into YouTube. Have a listen for yourself. And then look at what people are right below. So, yeah, there you go. And Historic Curiosity. And we featured great music, new music from Mark Muldry, the great album Waiting Room, which is just extraordinary. He's from the New South Wales Central Coast. And all sorts of new music through to the end there, Canadian tracks. We heard from the CITR Pop Alliance Volume 2 compilation. We heard Validation by the Apollo Ghosts. And also I Could Shout by Fine Mist. So that's pretty much it for Stranded. We've got Marie with Synchronicity coming up right now. And before I leave, I just want to leave with a Neil Young song, Old Guitar. This is from his Prairie Wind album, one of his more recent ones. I wanted to play this because my guitar, my old guitar, I finally got it back. It was somewhat stolen or misplaced, or there was an interesting story to what happened to it, and it ended up passing a few different hands and coming back to me through a generous act. So there's some real karma playing out there with this old guitar of mine that was given to me as a gift, actually. And this song's a really great song from Neil Young, talking about, yeah, like the how ephemeral life is, and you get a guitar and you play it and you pass it on. It's not yours to keep, because I'm really happy to have my guitar back. It was a really fascinating turn of events. So, yeah, I got all thinking about this song due to what happened around there. So here we go. This is Neil Young, Old Guitar, before Marie, Synchronicity. Okay, thanks for listening.
This old guitar ain't mine to keep.
Marie Bernard, host of Synchronicity, Friday mornings at 9. Join me as we explore topics like health and wellness, prosperity, inner peace, the law of attraction, and more. Tap into good vibrations to start your weekend feeling uplifted and optimistic. Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. Fridays from 9 to 10 a.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. Good afternoon. Welcome to Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard. Thanks so much for being with us. Obviously, we're on the new time slot. I know I need to make a new promo, so I apologize for that. No more Friday mornings at 9 a.m. Now, Mondays at 12 noon. And I have to say, I'm loving the new time slot. It's so nice to be out in the sunshine, and it's such a beautiful day today. So another very exciting episode today. We are going to speak with some very lovely ladies. I think you're going to really enjoy today's show because we have Shannon Lober and Mary Edwards. They are the authors of Wise Woman's Cookbook, Food, Sex, Magic, and Merriment. And I met Mary at the wellness show a couple of weeks ago, and I saw her booth and I gravitated towards it. It just looked so magical and beautiful, and we started talking, and now here she is on the show. So hello, ladies.
Hello, Marie. Nice to meet you.